You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Welcome back to the Business Forum Show. I'm Kevin Hunter, and my special guest on the broadcast is Tracy Pruitt. And you can find her on Facebook, Awaken Life Coaching and Supports. Again, that's Awaken Life Coaching and Supports. And her contact number, 360-431-5822. Again, 360-431-5822. Welcome to the Business Forum Show, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about life coaching because that's what you do. So, but before we get into that conversation, tell us what you did beforehand. What made you think this was a good transition for you?
Well, that's a great question. I have done several things throughout my career. And one, I taught special education in the Longview School District for about 13 years, and I directed a childcare for 10. And then some life changes happened. But through it all, I always loved working with adults and women who get stuck, because I was one of those women who got stuck, and I had to go ahead and figure out, how do you get unstuck? And so I started helping the parents or the staff or whoever I was working with, wherever I was working, and I just thought, well, why not turn this into a business? And I had talked to somebody earlier, and they said they were actually getting life coached from LA on Skype, and I thought, I think there needs to be a life coach in town. I can do this. This is okay. I love this.
Well, the cool thing about that is when you talk about hitting points in life where you get stuck and you figured out how to get unstuck, there are way more people who don't figure that out than do.
Absolutely.
And so clearly you have figured something out, a skill set that you can teach to somebody else.
Yes.
And you know, I've known so many people in my lifetime, and I always tell them this, when, you know, when they get to the so-called negativity, or they ran into somebody who they thought they were cheated by, or a family member passes away and they're grieving the loss of this individual, I just tell them, there's a difference between a negative-focused person and a positive-focused person. And a positive-focused person will say, these things happen for a reason, and they're able to find the silver lining in them and move on. And then all the little victories they have in life, they kind of take those and put those back in their victory chest. And whenever going gets tough, they go back and look at that and they go, here's why I'm a winner. But that's somebody who's focusing on the negative side of things, all the bad things that happen to them in life start to define them. And if you took them and put them on a talk show and gave them a chance to tell the whole world an hour who they are, they would berate every person who cheated them and, you know, blast it, I've been...
That's exactly right. I'm a victim. And they become the victim. And we don't understand, and especially because you're a male and I'm a female, that women, we get busy with our kids, with our husbands, with our careers. And really what's dormant down inside of us is a passion or a dream that's been dropped in years ago that we've never been able to... connect with, or to be able to grasp and put it into actual a goal or mm-hmm. action plan and mm-hmm. actually be able to do it and to be able to live out that dream that you've always had, but you had to stuff it down because kids came or the career came or the whatever. Mm-hmm. And women just tend to do that. I know men kind of go towards their goals and they just set them and they go. Mm-hmm. But women, and then they start feeling resentful and then mm-hmm. all the negative stuff comes. And then you get into the victim thing and it just kind of catapults into something really not pleasant. Yes. And what I like to do is help them find what's really deep down, that they have hope mm-hmm. and that it can be restored and actually they can walk into the destiny that they were created to be. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love.
That's amazing. And I love the fact that you shared the word passion, because even for people who have put together a business and as you described, the goals and objectives and all that sort of thing, what got them started was passion.
That's
what
right.
What keeps them in business 3 to 5 years down the road is passion. What gets them to 10, 15, 20 years down the road that they've built this thing that they can sell and is a huge asset to them and their family, again, is passion.
Absolutely.
And so when somebody says, well, I got this great passion, but I don't have whatever else, I said, that's enough. Start with it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And then if they don't know how to organize it or even figure out how to, how to prioritize, then we get to help do that. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I had a business leader tell me one time that, and he finally made, I don't know what, when you mentioned you got to some points in your life where you were stuck and you figured out how to get unstuck. One of the funniest stories I heard from a business leader, he shared with me that he had run into some problems, some economic problems, some travesty in the family and everything else. And he tells me, he says, so there I was one afternoon on my couch practicing for the future, playing dead.
And, exactly.
And he says, I finally figured out that if I didn't get off this couch, the rest of my life was going to be whatever I saw on this TV or whatever my living room. And he goes, I was tired of the scenery.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that brings up a good point, too, is we have to realize that you're never too young and you're never too old.
That's right.
You can start anything at whatever age as long as you've got that passion and that hope. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be successful.
So what advice would you give to somebody who is stuck? Because sometimes when they get stuck, they not only don't surround themselves with the right kinds of people, mm-hmm. but they'll tend to bring in they'll find another friend who's stuck too. Mm-hmm. And then they'll find another friend who's stuck too. And then the three of them will get together and they will convince each other how they can never get unstuck in their life. How do you help somebody get unstuck to start to see that hope and connect with their passion?
You ask a lot of questions. I mean, that's what I do as I start. And I say, misery loves company. And if you want to be around miserable people because you're miserable, then that's where you're going to stay, is around miserable people. Mm-hmm. So surround yourself with people that have been successful. Even though you don't feel very successful at the time because you're around somebody that's successful, start mm-hmm. watching. Mm-hmm. Start learning from other people. Mm-hmm. And then, with that, then, sometimes you have to say goodbye to sometimes you have to lose a friend, mm-hmm. Or put a friend aside for a while. Not that, that's not to be mean. It's just that you have to surround yourself with positive people, and then move forward. Mm-hmm. And baby steps, I say baby steps are great. They're better than no steps. Mm-hmm. So, and then start looking at programs that are positive and doing different things that are positive, because and thinking things that are positive. If you get a negative thought, turn it around to be positive. Find what is positive. So,
well, when you mentioned about success, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, but I want to make sure that my listeners understand this too. A lot of times people confuse success as a destination. They think, this is where I want to go. Mm-hmm. This is my ultimate goal. And if I don't get there, I'm not successful. And I'm going, success is in the journey. It's in those little baby steps.
Absolutely.
And you can
it's
have success.
It's that joy. You'll find the joy in the journey. Yeah. And the steps come along with it. And it becomes a really fun thing to do.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Tracy Pruitt. You can find her on Facebook, Awaken Life Coaching and Supports, and her contact number 360-431-5822. Thanks for joining us here on the Business Forum Show. You've
been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.